Evan, tell me what is on the picture right in front of me.
A basketball game.
False.
A field of flowers.
Okay, that was closer.
Sorry, I'm still getting the wavelengths. I'm dialing in here.
Welcome to the Oddity Archive with Evan and David. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Oddity Archive. I had to jump in real quick and quiz Evan on that. We're going to be talking about remote viewing tonight, and so I didn't want him to have any context. I wanted to do an experiment where he tries to remote view something, and then I teach him how to remote view, and then we try it again at the end of the episode. But we are doing this episode via video call, so when I shout at him what's on the picture right in front of me, he can't see the picture right in front of me.
Well, I can see it in my mind's eye, but we're still honing that in.
Yeah, we'll get better at that.
Yeah.
So the picture to start off with was the Grand Canyon.
Okay, I did get a little bit closer then.
Yeah, you got a little bit closer.
Is that you? Is that you walking?
It's not me.
Oh, okay.
That is, if you Google Grand Canyon, that is one of the pictures that comes up.
Perfect.
So we'll get into remote viewing here in a minute, but I wanted to lead off this episode and just remind everybody out there of how to get in touch with us. We have an email address, oddityarchivepodcast@gmail.com. And then the other big way to get in touch with us would be our Instagram account, oddityarchivepodcast. Both of those great ways to get in touch with us. We're looking for any and everything. If you have stories you want to hear about, if you want more information about a topic that we've already covered, if you've got a story yourself that you'd like to share with us, we'd love to hear it. We're open to having guests here on the podcast. So please reach out to us if you've got anything at all that you feel like we would enjoy hearing. So, Evan, that was kind of a chaotic beginning.
Yeah.
And so, as always, have you ever heard of remote viewing before?
So I feel like most of these episodes we open and I just have that blank look on my face. And you're like, why did I bring this stupid man on this podcast with me? But this was the first time I think I was like, oh, yeah, this is something I actually have some knowledge on.
Good. And full disclosure, Evan doesn't know what these topics are about, but I do ahead of time say, hey, we're going to be covering the Dyatlov Pass story.
Yeah.
Hey, we're going to be covering the Jersey Devil, just so that if he does know about something, we can kind of divert course.
Yeah.
So I did at some point say, hey, this episode, we're going to be talking about remote viewing. And we kind of landed on, let's just have fun with this and try to do some experiments with it.
Mm-hmm.
To see if either one of us can remote view. So disclaimer, neither one of us is a remote viewing expert. Neither one of us, I don't think, has ever remote viewed before in our lives.
Not me.
I am probably going to educate Evan poorly. It's like the scene from, what was that? Kung Pao, Enter the Fist.
Yeah.
We trained him wrong as a joke. That's probably how this is going to end up.
Deep cut.
Yeah. We're doing this to have fun. I'm going to go over very briefly a little bit of background on remote viewing, but this is not an episode on the history of remote viewing. If that's something you would like to hear, I'm up for it.
Yeah, this is kind of us just giving it a go, right?
Yeah, most of our episodes usually run 45 minutes to an hour or so. This one, I'm going into it with no goal. We could just end this like 2 minutes from now and be like, yeah, it didn't work.
Turns out you can't do it.
We're just having fun with this. And if anybody out there has remote viewed or would like to come on the podcast and actually educate us how to remote view, I would love that to happen.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
If you are someone who's experienced with remote viewing, please reach out to us because I want to learn. So how do you want to do this? I can go over a little bit of background. Actually, let's go over what remote viewing is. That's probably an important thing to discuss.
Yeah, let's go with that.
So a basic definition of remote viewing that I got is remote viewing is a mental faculty that allows a perceiver or viewer to describe or give details about a target that is inaccessible to normal senses due to distance, time, or shielding. For example, a viewer might be asked to describe a location on the other side of the world, which he or she has never visited, or a viewer might describe an event that happened long ago, or describe an object sealed in a container or locked in a room, or perhaps even describe a person or activity, all without being told anything about the target, not even its name or designation. So remote viewing is essentially what Evan kind of said, was using your mind's eye to see something. And when you see this in practice, a lot of the time it will be a picture or something that's sealed in an envelope, and the viewer is asked to tell us what is in the envelope. And then they go through the remote viewing process and guess what is on the picture that they have no way of knowing.
And we're kind of taking the fun approach to it, but the government maybe was even trying to tap into this kind of thing for a little bit to discover stuff about adversaries. I can't imagine their results were great.
Yeah. So originally, remote viewing, or a form of it, was seen as sort of an occult or spiritualist type of practice. And then sometime around the 60s, when things of this nature, psychic abilities, those types of things, became a little more accepted, the U.S. government started employing remote viewers to help spy on Russia.
The U.S. government had like a really weird, trippy phase between the 60s and 70s. Even in the U.S. government, like, what if we put people on acid and then ask them where the nuclear arms are in Russia?
Yeah. So they actually ran a program called Stargate. And you've probably heard of Stargate, the TV show.
Yeah.
But it was the name of a government project. And one of the things in Project Stargate was employing remote viewers to remotely spy on Russian intelligence, military operations, nuclear codes, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
So that is sort of the origin of remote viewing as we know it now. I think it became declassified in the mid-90s.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when people really learned, oh, there's this ability that some people claim to have. If you talk to people who are in the remote viewing space, it is not a psychic ability, it is a trainable skill that you can have.
Oh, interesting. I thought it was like a clairvoyant sort of.
Right. And that's kind of a common misconception. The people who are in the remote viewing space, they run classes on it and they teach it as a skill the same as you would teach math or reading or playing a sport. And they believe that the more you do it, the more you practice it, the more you learn about it, the better you're going to get at it.
Well, that's good for you and me, because I don't think either of us claims to be clairvoyant. At least you haven't brought that up with me yet.
No, I have no clairvoyant abilities.
Okay, so now we know what it is. Do you want to walk us through the steps so we know that we're doing this the right way as we get into a first remote viewing session?
Yeah. So again, I could be way off on some of this stuff, but basic, simple research online, this is what I got.
Yeah.
So essentially what you want to do is, have you ever done any sort of meditation practice?
Yeah, I mean, I've done meditation.
Okay.
But mostly I just try to relax.
So. Yeah, that's the most important part of meditation, is,
yeah, right,
is trying to relax. It's good that you have some experience with meditation, because that's sort of a good jumping off point for this.
Mm-hmm.
Because the first step really, well, the first step is preparing. I told you to get a pen and paper and all of that stuff,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And then the second step would be quieting your mind. And so sort of turning off all the extraneous stuff that's going on in your brain.
Okay.
Maybe taking a few deep breaths, kind of center yourself, focus on the breath. And then once you've done that for a little bit, the remote viewing session begins.
Okay.
And so at that point, I've got one other thing for you to try to remote view that we'll do here in a little bit, and then you can do your experiments on me.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll give you the target. I'll give you some descriptors, you know, where it is, that kind of thing.
What do you mean by the target?
So the target will be the thing I want you to describe to me.
Okay. It could be an item or a picture, a person. It could be any item.
Yeah. At the very beginning of the episode, I said very quickly, tell me what's on this picture in front of me. The picture is the target.
Okay.
And it's going to be the same for this one. The picture is the target. So like advanced remote viewers will be like, tell me what's going on. I don't even know if this is a real place, on 7th Street in Hong Kong right now. And they will use remote viewing to be there without physically being there and describe what's going on there.
Okay.
But for what I'm doing with you, I don't know, maybe you're going to take me to Hong Kong or something, but maybe you have like a live cam up or something. But for what I'm going to experiment with you, the target will simply be a picture that I have printed on a sheet of paper.
Okay. Let's walk through the steps so I can make sure I'm doing the right order of process here. So step one is clear my mind.
Yeah. So quiet the mind. And then the next step would be I give you the target.
Okay.
It can be whatever you want it to be. The target is whatever you're told to remote view.
Okay. So in your previous reference, Hong Kong is the target.
Yeah.
If I have like a box, I'm saying picture what's in here. The box is the target.
What's inside the box is the target.
Okay. So what the remote viewing person place thing is.
Yeah. 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 Then you would begin doing the remote viewing. And like I said, in the cold open, the catchphrase that you're going to get every single time you learn about remote viewing is describe, don't identify. And so you don't want to I forget what you said for the first picture.
It was basketball game.
Yeah, basketball game, right? And so you don't want to identify what the picture is. You're looking for just descriptors about what's in the picture.
So was basketball game, was I identifying too much?
Yeah. Instead, if that's what you were remote viewing, you would use descriptors like, I'm picking up a lot of wood. There's a large crowd of people. There seems to be these things hung from the ceiling.
I see a lot of slam dunks.
Yeah, a lot of broken backboards.
He's heating up.
Yeah, NBA jams. You can think of like all five of your senses. So you're trying to describe.
So as we're talking about the steps for the remote viewer, as the remote viewing host or guide,
yeah,
are you supposed to help steer them into focusing that in, or is it just kind of letting them kind of free verse what they're feeling, seeing, what have you?
I think traditionally what you do is you just let the remote viewer do what they want, but it would not be entertaining at all if I'm like, what's in this picture? And then there's just radio silence for 10 minutes. Okay. And then 10 minutes from now, I'm like, what'd you get? And so for the purposes of what we're doing, I'm going to guide you.
Okay.
I'm going to be like, what colors, what sounds, what scents, you know?
Yeah, I like that.
Some other things you can think about that, again, I'll guide you with, but you can think, is it natural? Is it man-made? What does the weather look like? Are you picking up any strong shapes or forms that you're seeing? The way that that stuck with me when I was trying to figure out how in the world am I going to teach somebody remote view without knowing anything about remote viewing is somebody described it almost as, you know, those moments where something will pop in your head, like a song, and then it comes on the radio, right? Like immediately afterwards.
Yeah.
It's passing thoughts like that. So you don't want to try and get your mind caught up on, I got to figure this out. It's more of a let the thoughts flow in and out of your brain. And whatever happens to pop up is what you're going with.
Okay.
So that's what we're doing.
Okay. So last step I have is describe, don't identify. It seems like that's kind of the main step. And then we're going to have a little more guidance, either you or I, depending on who's doing the viewing, just to kind of give this a little bit of focus.
Yeah. The last thing I'll add is we have the pen and paper, so that while you're doing the remote viewing, you can write down the descriptors that you get.
Okay.
Or if it's like shapes or forms, you can even draw them.
Do you close your eyes for this, or is it just kind of dealer's choice?
I'm going to go dealer's choice on that.
So I'll just stare right at you while I...
Yeah, stare me straight in the
eyes. You're like, I changed my mind. Close your eyes.
So that being said, that's the system we're going to go with. We'll end with you attempting to remote view. I'm curious to know what you have for me.
I was just like excited about this one because I was like, oh my God, I finally know something about a topic we're talking about. It's my chance to shine. I can finally contribute. So I have three separate tests.
Okay.
And honestly, when I said I know remote viewing, the extent of that is basically I understand the concept is like trying to see a thing you haven't seen. So I have three different approaches here.
Okay.
I'm trying to decide how much to tell you, but I think it's could at least put you on some kind of track.
Okay.
So it's three different pictures.
Three different pictures. Okay.
In three different places, done three different ways.
Okay. So three different pictures in three different places, done three different ways. Before we do any of these experiments, I'm just going to say, if we get any of this,
yeah,
like anything at all through the three things you have for me and the one thing I have for you, is going to blow my mind.
Yeah, I'll switch to full Mulder.
We are, you heard it here first, folks. Okay.
Yeah.
Evan will get a Mulder tattoo on his body if I nail all three of these things.
If you get all three, lower back tattoo of your choice, Mulder related.
Mulder laying down.
No shirt.
No shirt.
Just giving a thumbs up.
Across your lower back. All right. We got a deal. Now, again, I want to reiterate, we're doing this via FaceTime.
Yeah.
And we are currently a couple hundred miles away from each other.
Yeah. I'll go get the image once we finish so you can see how close you were or weren't.
So you said done three different ways. Am I allowed to ask, is the subject matter the same on each picture? They're just done differently, or are they three wholly different pictures? And if you don't want to tell me, that's fine.
I think let's keep it vague for now. And then if I think I need to guide you a little more, I will.
Y'all, I'm going to get way too into this. Okay. So if I go radio silent, Evan's going to fill some space. That's what's going on. I'm excited. Yeah. I'm here for the lower back tattoo.
I want it too.
I'm picturing, okay, I'm going to write some notes down. Yeah, okay. I picked up on the first one.
Okay.
Second one. Okay, all right. I already know what the second one is. Now let me pick up, the third one.
Looks like he's getting something.
This one's tough. Oh, okay.
Yep.
Okay, I see what you did. I see what you did there. Okay, here's what I got.
Okay.
And I just did that in like 1 minute, so there's no way that's a proper remote viewing.
Well, hey, you don't know. Maybe you're the best remote viewer of all time, and we just figured it out. And I'm on my way to the tattoo shop.
All right, so here are the three. I didn't go for location yet. We can do another round.
That's fine.
Where I try to figure out location, but...
Whatever jumped out at your senses.
So here's what I got. The first one that I picked up on, I got a lot of blue and green.
Okay.
And for some reason, the word wavy came about.
Okay.
It was almost like somebody splattered blue and green on a canvas.
Okay.
The second one I got, the color orange was prominent. And there was a little bit of green in there. It was almost like an orange, like the fruit in orange with like a green leaf on the stem.
That's interesting. Yeah. Okay.
And then the last one that I got, and this one took a bit. Because I got pink.
Okay.
I got pink for the last one. And then I put, is it a heart question mark or maybe a body part or like a whole person? But pink was the dominant color.
Okay.
Now, do you want me to try and figure out where each one is?
They're all in my house in some capacity. Why don't you see if you can kind of like feel out where they're at? This is like almost the more governmental approach where I'm like, where are the nukes? Where are the documents that we need to find?
That's true. This is what remote viewing was used for.
So where is the blue, green, wavy, splattered vibe picture? Where do you feel that is? You've been to my house. Do you need like the layout at all?
No. So I'm just going first initial thought that came out of my head was bathroom.
Okay. And that's the blue, green, splattered vibe one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. And then the orange, the entryway into your house.
Okay.
I'm going to jot that down.
Yep. Doing the same on my side.
And then the pink heart, person, body part, something like that. Where is that one? Fridge. On your fridge.
Interesting. Okay. So I feel like this is a good time then for me to break down location maybe.
Okay. Yeah. Where were these three?
So the first one was, you said it was blue, green, wavy, splattered vibe. And you were saying bathroom.
Yeah, that's what came to me.
It's in Jess's office room.
Okay.
But it is adjacent to our bathroom. There is green. There is blue.
Oh.
So do you want to dive in and see if you're feeling more, or should I get the picture and you can kind of see how...
No.
Yeah, you want to describe a little more?
Yeah, let's... Okay. So there is green. There is blue. Let me jump in. Let me do a little deeper of a dive.
Yeah, don't let me do a little deeper taint your vision too hard yet.
Okay. Green and blue. Okay. Now that I know where it is, I can really hone in on this.
Yeah, now you can really dial into the content.
Okay, let's see.
Yeah.
A landscape. So it's not, there's nothing man-made in the picture, or what the picture is of. It's not man-made. It's natural. I'm getting a lot of trees. Maybe a mountain with like a bright blue sky. I'm doing exactly what I said I'm not supposed to do by identifying, but that's what I'm picking up.
I feel like don't fight it.
Yeah.
So you did get a little closer. It is a landscape of sorts.
Okay.
Do you want to see
the
first one?
Yeah, let's see what the first one is.
So your initial thought was blue and green.
Yeah.
Both of that is in there. Wavy, not as much. Splattered vibe to an extent because I'm bad at drawing. And then it is directly adjacent to the bathroom. It is a landscape. And then the not man-made is an interesting angle. And then trees and mountain, not as much. But I'll grab the picture and I'll tell you why that may have been what got into your head a little bit. So give me 1 second. I'll run and grab. Okay. All right, so
let's see it.
This is picture one.
Picture one. Okay.
And this is also a nod to a previous episode of sorts.
Okay.
So now I'm going to show David picture one. Let's see if you can remember this scene.
Oh, the aerial school UFO.
Well, this is my house where we're camping. This is my mom's house and then the UFO that we heard while we're camping. So camping, mountains.
Yeah.
It is a landscape.
I mean, the tent does kind of look like a mountain.
And the house kind of has a peak too, but the tent is blue. You have green grass here. It's a landscape. You said not man-made. We have an alien ship. So.
Yeah, that's not man-made. The house is man-made, but...
Yeah, so... The tent and the house a little bit, but I mean, you know, there's some overlap there.
Okay, so I did get some stuff.
Blue and green I thought was pretty good, and then I could see reading that as a mountain. There's a little bit of overlap there. Well, I think we'll post these up too, so you can kind of like see how...
Yeah, we'll post all these pictures.
Yeah, nice little drawing that, you know, an 8-year-old could have done, but was done by a 37-year-old man.
Yeah, that's fantastic. You know, I gotta say, I'm impressed that I got... anything remotely close.
Yeah, blue and green and splattered vibe. I mean, it's got a little bit of that.
If I got a similar amount correct on the next two, then there's something here.
So the next one, I was surprised at how close you were kind of getting.
Okay.
That last picture I just kind of drew myself. I thought it was kind of on theme with the show a little bit.
Yeah.
And put it into a room just to kind of see where we got. The second one, I was like, well, maybe if the picture matches where it is a little bit better, you could channel in... the energy a little more.
Okay.
So you said orange prominent, some green in there, fruit with a leaf kind of.
Yeah, with a stem.
So this one is actually close. Now that you know you're kind of there, I want to give you one more chance to kind of see if you can dial it in a little bit and then see where we land. I don't want to push it too much in any direction, but.
Okay. So you want me to go back in?
Yeah. See if you can just kind of clarify some of the details.
Okay, so try again. Now, are we trying to clarify location also or just content?
So what did I do for the last one? Did I tell you where it was so you could kind of like focus in on that space a little bit?
Yeah.
Do you feel like that helped?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, so it's in the kitchen. So the things you picked were interesting.
Okay.
So why don't you try and dial into my kitchen? Feel like you were kind of on the right track in what you were viewing. So let's see where you go.
Okay, let's see. Kitchen... We're diving back in. Let's see what's going on in the kitchen. I'm gonna take the approach here of not just trying to see what's on this picture in your kitchen. I'm going to try to put myself in your kitchen right now.
Okay.
I'm gonna try to do sort of a teleportation, if you will.
Should I go warn Jess that you might be standing in our kitchen while she's... Evan? Anyway, yeah, go for it. I'll let you dial in.
All right, let's see. All right. Let's travel to your kitchen. Okay. I'm looking around. Oh, you need to do the dishes.
Nuh-uh.
Let's see. You had pasta for dinner.
Interesting. Yeah, you're dialing in.
Okay. All right. It's a picture. Okay. All right. Maybe I'm going further away, but what I got there was it is a picture of a bunch of bananas under a bunch of bananas.
Damn. So this is very close.
Okay.
Do you want me to go get it?
Yes.
I think we're close enough.
I'm curious about
that
this
is one. Great. Let me go grab it.
Okay.
Okay. Initially you said orange prominent, maybe some green in there, but the fruit vibe seemed to be pretty strong.
Mm-hmm.
You said the entryway, which does lead straight to our kitchen, so you were pretty close there. And then you were saying a picture of banana under a stack of bananas. And so my thinking was, if we had a picture of fruit and put it in the fruit bowl,
okay,
would that give you a little more remote viewing guidance or training to start dialing this stuff in?
Okay.
So I don't have any bananas, but this is what the picture was.
A picture of a banana.
A picture of a banana. Yeah. So
oh.
I thought you were going to get really locked into the orange, but you made a good pivot from your orange and green to...
A banana was coming strong too.
And you said the stem, there's still like a stem on the...
I can't believe that I got banana.
Yeah.
Hold on.
So
did you have pasta?
So we haven't had dinner yet, but we are having pasta for dinner.
Oh my God.
So maybe you are clairvoyant too.
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe I remote viewed the future.
You could see me in the kitchen making pasta next to the banana.
And there's going to be dishes in the sink that you need to clean.
And there will, yeah, so I will need to do dishes, just not yet.
Hey.
So you're really getting there, man. I'm going to have to get a Mulder tattoo tomorrow as where we're kind of heading here.
I genuinely am very surprised right now.
Yeah.
That I got banana. That's not something that can just happen. You said, guess a picture.
And you said you were channeling in on that fruit vibe.
And I got that it was near fruit.
Yeah, yeah.
Woo.
So pretty good.
Let's just bomb number three then. I've proven myself. I'm a master remote viewer. I have nothing else to prove. This is my victory lap.
So this one's a different approach though.
Okay, okay.
So I'll just remind everybody, you said pink, heart, maybe like body part.
Body part or a person maybe.
And you were picturing on the fridge. So it's in the garage, which is also like
okay.
10 feet from our kitchen, so like your location has always been pretty close. So it's in the garage, but full disclosure, I had my partner Jess make this picture and put it in the garage without me seeing it either.
So you've never seen it.
So I don't know what it is, and I was thinking I should maybe also try and channel what it is.
Oh, I like this.
I feel like I need to like go into my space and see what it is, and then we just kind of see how our
okay
visions kind of overlap.
Yeah. All right, so you go into your meditation space.
Yeah, I'm gonna get into it, and that'll be good training before you give me the final test. But I'm gonna try and channel in to see what Jess made.
Okay. All right.
All right. So give me a couple seconds here. Yeah.
Take your time.
And I'll kind of see what I'm thinking.
All right. Right now he has his eyes closed. He's craving Fusilli.
Mm.
All right. I'm gonna give you some silence. Do what you need to do.
Okay.
All right. What do we got?
It doesn't make much sense to me, and I don't think Jess would do anything like this. But you know Mario, when you get that like kind of bear costume that he can wear?
Okay. Bear Mario.
That's somehow what I'm seeing.
All right.
So like brown.
Brown.
Italian. Maybe I'm just thinking of the pasta I'm going to eat.
Yeah, give me.
I see a lot of fusilli pasta. Yeah.
All right, so describe, don't identify. Give me descriptors. So okay. You said brown.
Yeah, kind of like a cartoon involving nature.
Nature, okay.
And maybe it's like a predator.
A predator.
And it's after something.
After something. That's an interesting descriptor.
Yeah, I think that's where I'm at.
We have two completely different descriptions.
Mm-hmm.
Let's, do we want to reveal? Do we want to see who's right?
Yeah, I don't even know how to do any further guidance there since I haven't seen it. So I'm going to run to the garage and grab this, I think, is the move. And then we'll kind of see where we both did or didn't hit the mark.
All right, let's do it.
But based on your first two, I think I'm in trouble here.
So, we'll see.
All right, I'm going to go grab that real quick. Yeah.
All right, what's the reveal here?
We may have taken a step backwards on this one.
Okay.
Do you want to see if you can channel one last round?
So it's in front of you right now.
Yes.
Okay.
So I won't say anything else about it.
Okay. So I know enough that to know that it's not anything that we already guessed. So let me reframe. I know where it is. It's right in front of you in your office.
Yeah.
Okay.
Come in fresh and clear, and see what you're picking up.
All right. Let me see. I'm going to come in. Let's see what pops into my head here. Hold on. You know what? I'm going to try the technique again where I am going to be in your office with you.
Okay.
I'll be tapping you on the shoulder in just a minute.
Okay, I was wondering what that was.
Yeah. All right, let's see. I'm coming in the room.
Hey, David.
There you are. Okay. I'm awkwardly looking over your shoulder.
What's up?
And I see a robot. What? Okay. Is that all, though? Okay. What I just saw when I teleported to your office was yeah. the picture of like an old robot toy. The classic gray head with the eyes and maybe like red things popping out of the head and the classic robot gray arms, real boxy, maybe claws instead of fingers. Something like metallic. Something metallic, man-made. There's nothing nature involved.
So I'm just going to cut you off there.
Okay.
And maybe what it is that you're able to channel my drawings.
Maybe.
And it's harder for us to channel Jeff's. Okay. So do you want to just see the picture?
Yeah, what do we got?
I think we kind of missed the mark on this one, but so it's...
A cup of tea.
A cup of hot tea and a little
candy.
Candy there on the side. But you got some red there, so you're picking up a little bit.
You got brown.
Yeah, brown. Brown I got... I think that was about it. They're like, what else did I say?
After something, it's brown tea after it was made.
Yeah.
There's no predator. It is cartoony.
Yeah.
You picked up on cartoony.
Yeah.
So you were definitely way closer than me on that one.
I don't know about way closer, but
I'm giving you that one.
Brown, I think, was as much as I got. But I mean, honestly, like your first two, the orange and pivoting to banana, especially, I think I'm pretty impressed with.
I was there. I was in your kitchen for a moment. In the future. I was in your kitchen like 30 minutes from now.
So maybe that's part of it, is it being in the space it belongs. Speaking of like the government trying to find stuff like, oh, those government secrets are in the government building.
Yeah.
The banana is in the fruit bowl.
It's true.
So
it could be.
Maybe it just needs a little more connection to be able to dial into it.
Okay.
So that's my test. I just had those three drawings, but yeah.
That was fun.
Yeah, you got a lot closer than I expected, so.
I'm a little mind blown by the banana.
Yeah, I'll send you that one so you can frame it as your proof of remote viewing.
Hang on to that. File it somewhere safe, okay? If we ever get to a point where we're selling merch,
yeah,
we're going to sell shirts with that picture on it.
I think it says, I'm a remote viewer, and then just without any further context, a picture of a banana.
In addition to our wine bottle holder hose bib covers. All right. So are you ready for your final test?
Yeah. So I feel like we got a pretty good understanding now on the process, the remote viewing, all that good stuff. Yeah. Any prep I need, I guess, like where does this live or how much guidance do you want to give me here?
Yeah. So I'll set the scene as much as I can. So you've been to my house.
Yes.
I am in my living room. I have a picture. Mm-hmm. It is on a standard 8.5 by 11 sheet of paper.
Okay.
It is on my coffee table, directly next to my laptop, and that's what I'm going to give you. Tell me what is on this picture. Take as much time as you need. I think for this one, rather than you just seeing what you get like we have, I'll actually guide you through what you should consider.
How do you mean?
So I'm going to have you write down things a little bit more systematically.
Okay.
Then just, you know, whatever happens. So
yeah,
just let me know when you're in the space.
Okay.
And then I will prompt you and write down your responses for you.
Okay.
All right. So you just make a weird bird noise when you're in the right space. And then I will we'll do sort of a call and response type of thing for what you're picking up on.
Yeah. Let me dial in here and then you'll know when I'm ready.
Okay. All right. So what sounds would you associate with this picture?
People murmuring, maybe like indescript chatter.
Okay. Chatter. Excellent. How about smells? What smells would you associate with this?
I'll give a disclaimer that I have a very weak sense of smell.
Okay.
But like I'm kind of torn between it being sterile and being foreign, which I know it's like a widespread, but for some reason my brain's going between both of those.
Okay. Are you picking up on any shapes or forms?
For some reason, it feels like there's a lot of people around.
Okay.
But based on your question, I feel like I'm maybe drifting.
I am being as neutral as I can. Okay, so shapes or forms, you said you're picking up on a lot of people.
Yeah, I feel like there's a lot of people around me if I'm in the space of the picture.
Okay. Any prominent colors?
I feel like brown and tan and blue.
Okay.
It's bright.
Bright. Got it. Would you say, where are you on natural man-made?
I feel like I'm getting pushed in a direction. Like, I was seeing kind of two things, so I'm going to focus on the one that feels a little stronger.
What are the two things?
For some reason, I feel almost like one half is I'm in like a Walmart shopping center, and there's like people around and products around, but the thing that feels stronger is almost like I'm in like a foreign country's bazaar market.
Okay.
Like B-A-Z-A-A-R. That spelling's probably wrong. Outdoor space, like market stalls and stuff.
Okay.
It's kind of the feel.
So we've done sounds, smells, shapes, colors, natural versus man-made. Anything else you're picking up on that is standing out to you?
It just feels like it's a foreign place. Like, I feel like I'm somewhere I've never been. It's new to me.
It's new to you.
Yeah.
All right. So let's review. Let's review what you got.
Yeah.
So you said sounds, some murmuring, indistinct chatter going on.
Mm-hmm.
You were very strong on there are a lot of people.
Yeah.
Smell was not a strong suit of yours.
No.
But you said sterile and foreign. That was another thing that you kept coming back to. This is a foreign place. You've never been there before.
Things that I couldn't necessarily identify because I don't know them.
So, yeah, foreign country, marketplace kind of vibe.
Yeah.
The colors you got were tan, brown, blue, and it was bright.
Yeah.
Are you ready for the reveal?
Yeah.
Okay. So this picture, I'm going to be honest. I'm a little shook right now. It's a picture of, it's an overhead picture of Paris, France.
Oh, interesting.
And the Eiffel Tower is there in the middle. I was trying with the shape thing. I was wondering if you were going to say something about the Eiffel Tower, but
yeah,
surrounded by people, you nailed that.
Yep.
You nailed murmuring chatter. You know, that's going to happen in a city.
Foreign place.
I feel like you hit the nail on the head with it being the Eiffel Tower. Like, there's a lot of just touristy, commercial.
Yeah.
But it's an overhead view showing a lot of the city. So there's also a lot of locals shopping at their local places.
Yeah.
The colors, you got blue, you know, you can see the river running straight through. The sky is blue in this picture. It's very bright.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very sunny day. So you got that. I mean, you.
I'll take that. Yeah, that's way. I thought it was going to be like an abstract painting based on your. Do you see any shapes or forms? Like, oh, man, this is going to be like an abstract art piece. But
no, you did. When I was recording this down, I was like, did I accidentally like run this across the screen so he could see it for a second?
I was worried I was gonna be, well, not worried, just like I didn't think it was gonna be even close. But what I was picturing was even more foreign to me than, I mean, I haven't been to France, but I was picturing something even more remote. But still, as we hone the skill or what have you, you know,
I think what we have learned is, for us, we do our best remote viewing when we teleport ourselves to the space.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we're gonna have to keep building on that.
I think it's just trusting where your brain goes. Because initially I was like, be over David's shoulder and look at this picture.
Yeah.
I wasn't getting much. But then once I was like, well, just try and like be part of the photo, was where I feel like I was able to dial in a little more.
Yeah. And you got there pretty quick too.
Yeah. Kind of.
So
it wasn't banana quick, but it was decently quick.
Well, all right. So I thought when we first hit record,
mm-hmm.
like an hour or so ago, that we were going to do this. It was going to last maybe 20 minutes and we were going to have to scrap this whole episode because like we were going to get nothing.
Yeah.
So I am very surprised at the results of this experiment.
Well, I'm glad I threw you a few too, because I think honestly, you had a few things there that were like way closer than I thought we were going to get.
The banana, the Eiffel Tower in France. And so, again, you got two accomplished remote viewers here. We're yearning for more experience. If there's anybody out there with remote viewing experience, any remote viewing teachers or educators, anybody in the remote viewing space that would be willing to come on the podcast, teach us more, run us through some more experiments. We're ready and willing. Please reach out to us. Again, it's oddityarchivepodcast@gmail.com. So reach out so we can get something going.
And if you don't, we will remote view you in your home.
And also, I think, Evan, I think Instagram, we're going to have to put a poll up.
I mean, I assume you mean where my Mulder tattoo goes. Now that we have proven remote viewing, I think I've just got to go
for
it.
It's true. You've gone full Mulder.
So upper thigh, lower back, face tattoo.
Face
Mulder. I'm open to the options. We'll leave it up to the voters on where this Mulder tat goes.
Yeah, you come up with the design, and then we'll put location as a poll on Instagram. So be sure to follow us there.
I'm seeing him just like shirtless, giving a thumbs up. I want to be shirtless. That's what he'll be saying.
I want to be shirtless.
All right, that seems like as good a place to end as any. But as always, we'll catch you guys on the next one.
Yep, see you then. I am David Stuhldreher, creator and host. The show is edited by my co-host, Evan Miller. All original music created by Sean Bullock. You can follow him at Sean Bullock Video on Instagram. All original artwork done by Tanis. Follow her at Tanis Tattoos on Instagram as well. Thank you for listening.